permanent black hole that occurs between the end of this one and the beginning of the next one. So we have to entertain him. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something that's never been done before. But first we have to do something that should have been done a little while ago, which is give him a present. I wonder if it's ready back here. Have they obtained the object in question yet, or the tempest? Are they still working on it? Ah, it's so tough when you're underfunded. Okay, tonight, as you might have noticed already, the music that I write is very boring and old-fashioned, and eminently unfunded. But we're going to stop all that during this four-minute interlude and do something incredibly modern, something up-to-date, something really 80s and relevant. We are going to premiere a piece that I'm going to compose right here on the stage, and it's going to be very, very minimal. And the orchestra will cooperate because it's in their best interest to fill this black hole. So, here's what you do. Each section, and you know who you are, get to choose one note. This incorporates the aleatoric element into the composition. For reliability, we limit it to one note so that there is no chance there will be a mistake. And it's got to be one that's easy to play. You will also choose your own rhythm, something that won't confuse you. When I give the signal, different sections of the orchestra will play their favorite note on their favorite rhythm until everybody becomes tired of playing that note. Or until they're ready backstage, whichever comes first. Oh, here it is. I have to give this to him.
Frank Zappa has just handed a 5-foot-long penis to the tympanist.
Not enough, huh? Sure, no problem. There is a reason for doing this, which will eventually be revealed, and it's part of art, which takes place in the Iron Curtain. Now, back to our exceptionally creative hole filler here. Along with this minimalist composition, which is going to be so tremendous that I expect funding from the Frohman Foundation within a matter of nanoseconds of its release. You and the audience are going to participate in the world's first minimalist aerobic exercise. Because this piece will stimulate you to do whatever it is that you're doing at the time, which constitutes minimalist aerobic activity. It's important that all of these things have a name. So, there's no way for you to escape it. If you're just sitting there like a lump and breathing, you're in on this game. Okay, have you chosen your notes yet?
Yeah.
I'm sure you have. Okay, here's the way. This little chest is, those of you who can't see me underneath the thing there, you just make it up as you go along. We'll begin with the basses. Okay, basses, are you ready? This is just a sample of how it'll work. A point like that, that's begin. Nobody else play unless you've been looked at and pointed to. And we can move the texture around the orchestra and get stereo. Are you ready? Okay, then it's the basses.
Thank you.
now, everybody gets to hit a C major chord at the end. Please be in tune.
Just heard a spontaneous minimal music composition by Frank Zappa with members of the Berklee Symphony Orchestra conducted by the composer.